WTR mobile. Mobile Tom W2T home.
You said turn this radio down a little bit. Good morning, Rusty. We are headed down to a heart doctor appointment routine for Bernice.
Well, okay. Hope everything comes out all right. And all. You always want, even though they say routine, you wonder about those. And all. One of the ladies at church, she ended up, did a heart cath on her Friday. And they cleared one artery, and she's got to go back 2 weeks for the, and they're going to work on clear the other one for her. So, you know, that's what's going on in my neck of the woods. And all. You staying warm and dry?
Expected. Yeah, the skies look like they're clearing. That's a positive aspect of today. Yes, Bernice is going for preventative maintenance is what I call it. Now, I got an appointment coming up later on, and they got to do an ultrasound on me, and then probably a chemical stress test, which I do not like.
Give me one of those one time, and I said, why? And they said, well, you know, you can't walk. I said, baloney. I said, I can walk, I can run. Why are we giving me this chemical? Well, I don't know. Well, I said, I didn't ask for one, and I didn't, and my doctor didn't tell me I was getting one. So they turned around and gave me the regular one, and I passed it with flying colors. So anyway, sometimes they can be funny, and I understand those chemical stress tests are a pain in the you-know-what.
They have any effect on Bernice, they don't bother her. The stuff they give me to drink made me sicker than a dog. I throwed up a few times afterwards. But I don't like it because you sit there and your heart's going fast and you're not moving and you got four people sitting there watching you. And it makes you feel like you're going to have a heart attack, which you can. It's just very extremely rare. But my luck, you never know.
That's true. Well, one of the things they did when I, while I was down in down in Florida back in September, end of September, first October, along with doing a a ultrasound of my gallbladder to see what was happening there, they also did an ultrasound of my heart too to make sure everything was better, was good there. So that worked out too. So I had an ultrasound of my heart back in there, and they said, no problem, you're looking good.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Good morning, guys. Hope you're doing well. Just wanted to say hello. Yeah, my mother had one of those chemical stress tests years and years ago. She passed away about 10 or 12 years ago at 97, but she had a heart attack when she was 92, second one, and had put a stent in, and she did fine for, she lived another 5 years after that, but she had basically had congestive heart failure. But she lived a good long life. That was, proper treatment and so forth, but those chemical stress tests, they've always concerned me a little bit because I'm not real sure if it's if that's better or worse than the regular type.
This is N0TR Mobile. Well, Jerry, my problem is I cannot do a regular stress test. First of all, I can't walk like that because the screws in my foot, and second of all, the congestive heart failure wouldn't allow you to go very far. I tried to tell my doctor that back in Kansas when it first came upon me, and I think I lasted 40 seconds, 30 or 40 seconds, and I said, you either stop it or I'll pass out, and that EKG over there to the side was all over the graph. And, yeah, you had an event. I said, what kind of an event? Well, an event. And that's all he'd tell me. But I knew I couldn't do it, and we called him Dr. Death. Go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah, well, like I said, last time they gave me a stress test, I went in because I thought I was having a heart attack. Turned out to be something else entirely, but they run me through the stress test, and heck, I got up on the the treadmill for doing that part of it. And for my age, I was only supposed to have to do about 4.5 minutes. And I was at 7.5 or 8.5 minute mark when I took a wrong step on the treadmill and caught my foot on the edge of it and twisted it a little bit, so I came off of it then. But they said everything was good. And hello to you, Jerry. Good to hear you out this morning. Well, let me go. I was getting ready to go to walk the dog, and I'm sure she still wants to go out, so let me go get her, take her out and see if the mailman has come. I'll talk to both of you later. Let's see. Jerry, you take it over. W2T.
Have a good day. We'll probably talk to you a little bit later on today. You know, it's kind of how breezy it is out there. It's supposed to be a little warmer today, I think it was yesterday. Go ahead, Tom.
Hello, Rusty. What's that piece of paper? Oh, never mind, Bernice. I was looking at a piece of paper here. It's an order. I got to pick up some under-the-cabinet lights down here at Home Depot while she's in talking to the doctor. And boy, that sun is bright. I'm not used to that big thing in the sky. It's still overcast, but I can see blue, probably 10%. And the car's showing 41 degrees, and that's usually pretty accurate, Jerry. Oh, I slept real well last night for the first time in a long time. Usually I get to moving, even I have to put ice on my back. But I think I did, though, this morning, too, didn't I, Bernice? Yeah, I guess I did. But it was better. And the ice seems to do the best on the lower back. And then I put that menthol stuff on, and I'm good to go for a while. Had bacon and eggs and toast for breakfast, and boy, beautiful eggs. Of course, it's from our own chickens.
At a time when I was having trouble with my lower back, I had one of those little gel packs you could put in the freezer, and that did me more good than anything. A lot of people said put heat, but heat did not do me one bit of good. That was when I was still overweight, and after I lost the weight, I still, every once in a while, I'd twist my back the wrong way, you know, and it'll bother me, and, you know, all I did is just put that little gel pack. It's probably about it may be a half an inch or so thick, but you can freeze it. I just unfold it, put a towel over it, lay down flat on the floor, and then within, you know, 15 or 20 minutes or so, I'd flip it over and get the other side, and get up, walk around a little bit, and that really helped me out. The heat never worked for me, and to be honest with you, none of the, typical, you know, over-the-counter pain relievers never helped it much either. That's just the way some people just respond to different things, I guess, but I got better with using the cold pack than I did anything else.
1,000%. That's what mine is. It's about a little over a foot long and maybe a half inch thick, and you stick it in this elastic band and you wrap it around your stomach, and it's got Velcro on it. And I use that almost every single morning, probably every morning. And then I put that menthol on there, that roll-on stuff, and it's heat. And then up on my back where they did lung surgery, I put the cold roll on. It's rough getting old, I'll tell you, Jerry. We ought to call this a geritol net. It's a fact of life, and they can make fun of it if they want, but we all get there eventually if you're lucky enough to live that long.
Tried various things. My wife has trouble with one of her knees, and she's tried. She just gets one of those little braces and uses it occasionally, but we don't even do that because I think sometimes that makes things worse if you don't get the, if you don't get to use it, and it restricts the movement of it initially. Then after that, I think the thing to do is just kind of take it off, and especially if you're not up walking around. But we try to, of course, we take more medication than we need to, I guess. We try not to, but sometimes you just can't. And as you get older and things start going wrong, you have to do something for it.
I use that TENS unit It's just a pain in the rear to put on, and I'll usually run it for an hour, and it shocks you back there. And that gives me some relief. If I'm sitting there watching TV, it seems like the more you set, the more it hurts. But when it's been weather like we've had, us old geezers don't have any choice, Jerry. I can't go outside in that. Just to go out and feed the chickens and that, I put on, I went the wrong way here, coveralls and then a big winter coat over the top of that. And gonna make a Huey here and let Bernice off over here. I was headed for the normal entrance to the main hospital. I'll get back with you in just a second, Jerry. Pause for a minute. This is NZRLTR.
Okay, Tom. I'll stand by in for DJC.
It's like Willie Nelson. We're on the road again, Jerry. This is NZRLTR.
You know, I've kind of discussed my wife getting a TENS unit for her neck. She's got some spinal issues. It's really muscular, but she's got a little malformation in her brain stem. It's called Chiari 1, which is a mild form of it. It's where the brain stem kind of goes down the spine. It's a genetic thing, I guess. It's just a congenital defect that some people have, and some people get it severely, and it's a malformation of the kind of, and she has to kind of watch what she does. She actually had I thought she had a stroke about 2 years ago, but they told us at the hospital I thought she might have had like a TIA or something like that. She came inside after working out on Labor Day weekend. Came inside, she just, she couldn't remember anything. She could remember what I told her. Stuff that happened a while back, but something I told her 30 seconds ago, she'd repeat the same question over and over again, so I thought maybe she might have had a heat stroke or something else. I took her to the hospital, and then after doing all the tests, they determined she had what they call global amnesia. It's just a real odd thing. We just lose like 3 or 4 hours of period of time. You just lose all memory of it. You regain some of it, but not all of it. So we were really lucky to have a neuro guy here in Anderson that knew what he was talking about. We went to another neuro guy in Greenville to follow up on it. Suggest. They said it's not that common. He said, but you know, them being able to diagnose it, he said that's pretty good diagnosis. It'll probably not ever reoccur, but it's kind of scary because she'd ask me what day it was, and I'd tell her, and she'd ask me the same question over and over and over and over again. But I'm thinking about getting one of those TENS units and let her try it on her neck, because she has to wear one of those collars at night sometimes to make sure she didn't twist it around the wrong way just because of her muscles. And I think maybe one of those TENS units might help her relax a little bit.
This is NZRLTR. Well, in a case like that, it might be best to consult with the doctor first. But you can buy some of those that are real good ones. They're Omron. I used to put a lot of Omron timing relays in industrial applications and on machine tools and that. And they're real, real good, reliable equipment. So I kind of leaned towards that when I bought mine. But they have them at Walmart and $30 or less, or somewhere in that area. And then you can buy the little pads, the replacement sticky pads from online at Amazon, and they work just as well as the other ones. And you very seldom have to replace them anyway. Just be careful with those little tiny wires going up to it. And, of course, you don't want to pull on the wires. You want to pull on the plug. They're just a pin. But it might be. You know, my neighbor's got enough iron in his neck to sink a battleship. Well, I seen the x-rays of it, and wow, they really had to do some surgery on him. But he never had any problems with memory loss. That's not only scary, it's sad, Jerry. I'm sorry to hear that.
Got it down there where she's lost about 1 hour of maybe or less of the memory, and that was it. But as she recalls, it took about 2 weeks as she started getting more and more of the memory back, and it got all up maybe for 30 minutes or an hour there where she didn't really know what went on. You know, that's disconcerting to people. But the neurosurgeon said, that's just one of these things, but they saw no sign of any damage in her brain or anything like that. They did, I mean, they did the full range of tests on her and said no damage, and the only thing that she might have a little bit of AFib, and they gave her told her she'd start taking a low dose aspirin every day, and of course along with her blood pressure medication. But it was kind of scary. It's unsettling when she's got an excellent memory, and she just didn't remember that from one part, and I don't either, of course, because I wasn't, she was outside whenever it happened, so I don't know what was going on when she did it, but luckily, I made sure her pulse was good, pulse was fine, all that sort of thing. It didn't sound like a stroke. She could write her name out fine, and they say one of the things that you can't do when you have a stroke is if you stick your tongue out, and you can't make your tongue like a square or curl it up. It's more like you've had a stroke, and she didn't have any of those symptoms at all. But luckily, it was concerning enough. I took her to the doctor and took her to the ER, and she. And like I said, it's one of those things. It's rare, but it happens. And there are instances of people having it, and usually just one time only in your lifetime. I mean, it's always a possibility of a second event, but it's very, very doubtful. And of course, if you have one, when the second one happens, if it ever does, you know what's going on. They're not real sure if it's related to epilepsy or anything like that. They don't think so. There's just not enough cases of it in the world to have a real good feel for what they there's really no treatment for it. I mean, you just go back to business, and eventually most of your memory comes back.
Yeah, we're very lucky to have such wonderful physicians in this area. We weren't so fortunate back up where I lived, but you had to go 30 miles south to really get the good doctors. Small communities, it all amounts to money, Jerry. Well, I'm going to let you go. I'm in traffic up here on Wade Hampton, which I never have liked. But we'll catch you down the line, and we'll try to get into Home Depot here. That might be a chore. I'll be clear on your final, Jerry. You have a nice day. This is Gerald TR.
You and Bernice have a nice afternoon. We'll maybe catch you a little bit later. N4DJC clear.